Good grief, I ought to have lots of those. My husband smoked for, I don't know how many years, but he hadn't had one since October the 3rd. I'm real proud. Because I know he'd smoked since he was 16. I don't know how much longer. 5 packs a day.
That's a lot.
That's what it leads to, see. Don't do it. What I keep thinking of is the wrong terms. I'm getting back into marijuana, you know, reefers and things like that. Cigarettes, the only thing I can think of at the moment.
Oh, now, say you had a room in the house that's designed for maximum sunlight, had a lot of windows, maybe even a glass roof. What would you call that kind of room? Any name for that?
We call ours the atrium. I think you're looking for a sunroom, probably, or a Florida room.
Are they all about the same thing? Are there differences in?
Yes. The sunroom came probably in the 30s, and was the glass, just the glass room, and then later they started with the glass roof, this sort of bit, and then got to call them a Florida room, which is sort of silly. And then ours, we went back all the way through architecture to the Greek house, where the atrium was the cool place with the running water where you came in and cooled yourself and enjoyed the flowers while you rested from the heat. But we put it in the middle of the house for obvious reasons, since we didn't expect people to really walk through it. And we wanted to put flowers, orchids in there mainly.
Sounds nice. The kind of informal room for relaxation where you might have a TV and your family might go, what would you call that?
Most people call it a family room. We have our TV sets in the bedrooms.
The family room, now, did you ever use the term den, or does that mean something different?
A den to me is a little room my daddy had at home that was strictly his den. He had a couch and bookshelves and sometimes transacted business in there and often napped in there, and that is an entirely different thing.
And now, say a room that has a toilet and a sink, but not a bathtub or
a lavatory.
Say if you had a house and you have one complete bathroom, and then that, you'd say you had one.
A bath and a half, which is a strange thing to me.
It is. Everybody seems to use it, though.
That's the correct terminology.
What kind of, say, heating equipment would you have in your house now, and cooling things? And how are they different from what you would have, say, as a girl coming up? Can you tell me about them?
Oh yes, as a girl coming up, we had a furnace which had a fire built in it each morning, and we had steam running through radiators. And then Bill and I have been through each system as we've gone along, and we are amused with all the